Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, your guide to news in Chicago and beyond. The CDC says there have now been more than 300 confirmed cases of monkeypox in Illinois. That's a big leap from last Friday, when there were 238 reported cases. And yesterday, a monkeypox case was detected in the Cook County Jail. Vaccines can help treat and prevent monkeypox, but there's not enough supply to meet demand. This has caused some healthcare workers and Chicago residents to feel frustrated by the national response to the outbreak. Public messaging has been confusing, and there's a bottleneck of vaccines. Today, we'll learn more about monkeypox with Dr. Anu Hazra. Dr. Hazra is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Chicago. He also treats patients at Howard Brown Health Center. Now, some people know a lot about monkeypox, and some people might just be hearing about it now. So to start off, tell us what monkeypox is and what the symptoms are.
Yeah, so monkeypox is a type of virus in the same family as the cowpox or smallpox that some people might be familiar with. And the main sort of clinical symptom of monkeypox is the appearance of skin lesions, which are infectious and transmissible to other folks.
How does it spread?
So it spreads really through direct skin-to-skin contact. That's the most effective means of spread. Monkeypox is endemic in parts of Central and West Africa, and we've seen outbreaks from time to time outside these endemic areas. To date, this current outbreak in 2022 is the largest that we've ever seen outside of the endemic areas of Africa.
And to be clear, monkeypox doesn't just affect gay and bisexual men, right? It just passes between close contact and through close-knit groups? Right.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah. So the transmission of monkeypox is really, again, with direct skin-to-skin contact with someone who is infectious. What we're seeing with this current outbreak is that sexual transmission seems to be driving the far majority of cases. And the group that's disproportionately impacted by this sexual transmission is in gay and bisexual men who have sex with men. But that is not the only ways of transmission. And really, it's what we've seen in both Africa as well as in outbreaks in prior years has really been with direct skin-to-skin contact.
So if people think that they've been exposed, what should they do?
Yeah, so there's a few things folks can feel empowered to do if they feel like they've been exposed. So if they feel like they've been exposed to monkeypox, it's important to know exactly what the type of exposure that they had and whether that's truly a transmissible exposure. Riding on a subway with someone or being in a store with someone with monkeypox is not really what we consider to be a true exposure. What we think about true exposures are household contacts, sexual contacts, again, folks that you have close contact with for a prolonged period of time. And if you do feel like you have been exposed with a confirmed case, it's important to see first quarantine yourself, but then also be able to get access to a vaccination, which is an effective means of post-exposure prophylaxis.
Let's talk about testing, doctor. Where can people get tested?
Yeah, so we were experiencing a bottleneck of testing up till just about a week ago, where now almost all five commercial labs in the United States are able to send for monkeypox testing. We are testing in sites like Howard Brown Health for folks that are concerned that they have symptoms. It's important to note that the only way to get tested is if you actually have a lesion that can be swabbed. And so unless that's apparent on exam or that you see, there's really nothing else that we can send off for testing itself. So that's one of the important things to know for folks who want to get testing done. The CDPH website does have other resources where testing can occur. Mm-hmm. But as far as neighborhood health clinics, Howard Brown is probably the largest testing facility currently in the city.
What is the test like? What should folks expect?
Yeah, it's a simple swab. If you remember getting COVID swab like we all have, mm-hmm. it's the same type of swab, but it's just swabbed against a lesion. And these lesions tend to have sometimes some fluid inside of them. And so we try to get that, if we can, onto the swab itself. And that's it.
And vaccines, they're available for monkeypox now. But how many have been distributed, would you say?
So I think the city has received about 7,000 vaccines to date and are expecting 15,000 to 18,000 further doses from the national stockpile. Just like how we prioritized COVID vaccinations in early 2021, that's how current monkeypox vaccinations are being prioritized.
Okay.
So really being prioritized to groups that are disproportionately impacted by the current transmission techniques of this virus.
And so we're clear, does the vaccine help people who already have monkeypox?
Yes. So the vaccine can work in two ways. So it can work in a way of again, what we consider to be post-exposure prophylaxis. Mm-hmm. And so these are, again, folks that have a confirmed exposure, and the exposure is in a way that monkeypox can be transmitted. If they're able to get a vaccine within 4 days, that has been shown to, again, reduce the chances of them potentially having an established infection. The other way we're looking at monkeypox is what we consider to be an enhanced post-exposure prophylaxis. And so this is looking for folks that may have been exposed already through, again, close, intimate, or sexual contact. And those are other folks that currently are being prioritized for vaccination.
I've heard that the monkeypox vaccines can cause eczema flare-ups. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. So it's important to know that the monkeypox vaccine itself is actually a smallpox vaccine, but since it works in the same family, we're able to use it for monkeypox. So these are actually smallpox vaccines, or, you know, that was the real reason why these vaccines were made, in the effort that we would have a potential bioterrorism attack or whatnot, that we would be able to protect our population. There are two versions of the smallpox vaccine, the ACAM2000, which is the older vaccine, and the newer vaccine, which is the JYNNEOS vaccine. The ACAM2000 is actually, if you have, you know, older individuals or loved ones that may have a scar on their arm, that's actually from the smallpox vaccine. It's the older ACAM2000, which mm-hmm. is actually using a scar, a bifurcated needle leaving a scar. There were a lot of side effects to that vaccine because it was a live replicating virus. And so people with eczema would be contraindicated for them to receive that vaccine. The JYNNEOS vaccine, which is the vaccine that's being distributed here in Chicago, is a newer updated version of that FDA approved in 2019 against smallpox and can be used against monkeypox as well. There are none of the same side effects that are concerned with ACAM2000 that there is with JYNNEOS. And to my knowledge, we are not vaccinating any individuals in the city of Chicago with ACAM2000 currently.
Wow. Okay. Well, what can people do beyond getting a vaccine, doctor, to avoid getting monkeypox?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if folks are in a group that's disproportionately impacted currently by the case burden, so mm-hmm. specifically thinking about men who sex with men, trans folks that have sex with men and sex with men, you know, the best way to stay informed is to really understand your risk for the virus, to understand how the virus is moving through our populations currently, and being able to understand where you can get testing, you know, reliable testing and vaccination done. When we're thinking about sort of sexual contact or concerns for sexual contact, I think it's important to think about potentially narrowing down sexual networks, and then also thinking about ways to protect yourself during sex, examining your partner, thinking about who you're having sex with. Again, this is not a sexually transmitted infection, but currently we're seeing the large proportion of cases being transmitted through sexual contact. Mm-hmm. So thinking about ways to protect yourself and remain healthy and in your sexual health-wise would also help with this virus.
And thinking more about the symptoms, doctor, I mean, folks I've seen do have the virus talk about how just horrible it is and how painful it is. So other than the skin symptoms that you've mentioned, are there other symptoms? Does it feel like a flu, something else?
Yeah. So at the start of symptoms, folks typically experience what we call a prodrome, which is almost like flu-like symptoms, fatigue, fever, et cetera, and maybe some muscle aches. Again, the hallmark manifestation of monkeypox are these skin lesions. And these lesions can, like you mentioned, be very painful. And they can typically arise at the site of inoculation. And so if we're seeing a lot of sexual transmission with this current outbreak. And so we're seeing a lot of lesions in the anogenital area, these sensitive areas, which, again, can be very painful. There are treatment options available specifically for lesions that are in these sensitive areas, like the penis, labia, or anus. And again, these symptoms occur until the lesions fully heal, which can often take weeks.
Wow. Thank you for that information. Dr. Anu Hazra is an infectious disease specialist with the University of Chicago. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll turn now to talk to a reporter who's been covering monkeypox in Chicago since the outbreak began. Joining us is Aaron Gettinger. He's a Hyde Park Herald reporter. You've been covering this story since monkeypox was first detected in Chicago. What can you tell us about the city's response?
I've been covering it since before it came here. I wrote about it in late May, and the first cases were identified shortly thereafter.
Okay.
Around the time of the International Mr. Leather conference. And identified in June. The city is issuing vaccine about as quick as it can to come out with the vaccine since then. And there are simply not enough vaccines for the people who need them. There's giving out vaccines to the people who are known to have monkeypox and the known contacts of the disease. But, you know, given the fact that there are tens of thousands of people who are, you know, minimum of men who have multiple partners or, you know, compromised gay men, HIV positive gay men, there are simply not enough doses of Jynneos, which again is a two-dose vaccine, to immunize them. What we are doing in Chicago and what many other cities are doing across the United States and abroad is instead of giving out one dose and then waiting the 28 days, which is the minimum amount of time that you can give to before giving out the second dose, is that they are giving everyone one dose. And as soon as, you know, vaccine comes in, they're giving out doses.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then whenever the second dose will come in, they'll give the second dose out. But we don't know when that's going to happen. Wait times at clinics are stretching from, you know, days to 3 weeks in advance. I just learned from a colleague of mine at the Tribune that he's trying to go about asking every clinic in Chicago how long their waiting times are right now, which will be very good reporting once we have it. Because there's no one-stop shop resource from health authorities in Chicago about where people can go, which is a point of contention for many gay men in Chicago that I've talked to. And for a lot of gay men, intersexive men, queer people in Chicago right now, life to some degree has gone into a bit of stasis because they're waiting to be immunized to about this disease before they can go out again with it. And again, you don't get the full benefit of, you know, the vaccine until you get the second dose. The thought process is that you get some amount of protection from one dose of vaccine weeks after you get the first dose, but you don't get the full protection until 2 weeks after the second dose. And we don't know when we're going to be getting second doses of vaccine for everyone who needs it, because we got to manufacture those doses. Sorry to talk so much.
No, this is a lot of information that we need. So again, we still don't know when more will be on the way. And I know, Aaron, you are also recovering from monkeypox yourself. How are you doing now? And tell us just a little bit about that.
Last day of isolation, and I'm sorry to have corrected you earlier. That was a bit short on my part, but yeah, it's a terrible disease. Oh my Lord. It's absolutely awful.
Oh, geez.
To anyone who's listening, avoid this like the plague. It's you will miss work. You will, you know, the days that you can recover because you don't have to, you know, rest the entire time. Like, you know, so many diseases, sleeping makes everything better, but your output will be worse. And, you know, as you know, as a journalist yourself, we have the benefit of being able to work from home, although we're better out in the field. People who are working in restaurants or working in, you know, essential fields where they have to go out, you've got a three-week isolation period. And if we are in Chicago, at least, we've got a city sick leave ordinance that at best will cover people for 1 week. You've got to isolate for 3 weeks. You've got people who are going to have to miss work and potentially not get paid because they're ordered to isolate. There's an anti-retaliation ordinance. People are not going to be able to lose their jobs or will have some, you know, letter of law to back them up if they are, you know, being retaliated against for doing so. But people are going to be in hell in a handbag if they are losing this.
Well, did you get a vaccine, Aaron?
Getting this.
Did you get a vaccine?
I did. And Dr. Hosrud was running a clinic on July 2nd. I was on assignment through the Herald en route to the Chosen Few Festival in Jackson Park, and they were running a vaccine pop-up for Howard Brown in Washington Park at the Pride Southside Festival. Because I'm plugged in as a reporter to public health issues, I saw that they were giving out doses of the vaccine, and I pulled in a pit stop to Washington Park. They're parallel to each other with Hyde Park in the middle of it. Got one dose. I'm sure I was exposed to monkeypox in late June, so the vaccine didn't do enough, again, because you have to get weeks afterward for it to have some benefit for you. I think that the vaccine likely gave me some protection against, you know, you see pictures of these horrible, gory, you know, pussy weeping lesions on people's bodies. But I had those horrible, pussy, terrible weeping lesions on a very sensitive part of my body that were extremely uncomfortable and put me in a very bad health situation. This is a terrible.
Wow, it sounds like a nightmare, Aaron. You know,
it is a nightmare. And I'm sorry to be graphic about this, but I want to stress to my gay siblings in Chicago, you do not want this. But I thankfully, we are a population that is aware of our sexual health very much. And I think everyone knows it at this point that they don't want to get this.
Avoid. Yes, avoid. And so glad that you are in your final day of isolation, Aaron. Man, that is Hyde Park Herald reporter Aaron Gettinger. Thanks for your time. Take care.
Thank you for having me. Be good.
That's all for today's episode of Reset. We'll be keeping you up to speed on the latest monkeypox developments. Be sure to subscribe for more, and we love getting feedback from you, so let us know what you think of the podcast by leaving a review and rating. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll meet again soon.
Ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.